God bless you. Let's pray so that we can sleep. We are thankful to you, Father, this morning, Lord God, for gathering us together, Father. And we know, Father, is for a purpose, Lord God. And the purpose is, Father, that you fellowship with your children, Lord. That's why you created man in the Garden of Eden, Father. You wanted fellowship, Lord God, with your children. And you brought us back to that, Lord, where we can have fellowship with our Father, as you had in the Garden of Eden, Lord. We are thankful for that. We are gathered here, Father, in thy name, and we know that you are here, Lord, because you promised to do that. As you are here, Father, we pray that you meet every need of every brother, every sister that is here, Lord God. Even those that are listening in, Lord God, from far, Father, have mercy upon them, Lord God, as you have mercy upon us, Father. Open our understanding, Lord God, that we can have true fellowship in your word, Lord, today, Father. Thank you, Father, in all things, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. You can get seated. It's interesting that I've told people over the years that I've lived here, I've seen power go on one time. The second time was when we had that, there was some weed, I think, some weed or something. Is it tornado or something that came to Asheville and destroyed things here? That was my second time to see power go. That was my second time in America to see power go. The first time it went, it was in, I was in Shellsford, but it went only for about a minute, maybe less than a minute. It just went and came back. And that marveled me a bit, because I've never seen that before here. This is normal in Kenya. This is normal. You're just there, and in the night it goes. It goes at night when you really need it. And it's not really everywhere. I mean, you see, power is gone from. It's completely dark in the night. So this is. I hope it's not going to become like Kenya. This is not like that. This America. We have power. We always have power, and that is good. But all the same. Everything happens for a reason, and all things work together for good. There's a purpose for this. We don't know what the purpose is. And another thing is, I would like to say, as much as you see people around, and you see the people, non-believers and everything like that, people who don't realize that everything that is happening today is about the bride. Everything that God is doing is about the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. God is not dealing with the world. Judgment has come, and the whole world, the whole denominational world, and everybody, the whole world is divided into two today in God's eyes. I think people need to realize that. The whole world is divided into two. Sometimes we want to think that because people are worshiping, people are worshiping, different churches are worshiping, that they're worshiping. That's okay. I'm not saying that they don't worship. That's better. In fact, instead of becoming a drunkard or being a drunkard, it's good to be in the church somewhere, even if somewhere. You'll be a good guy who is and who acts and who does that. You understand that? That's okay. But I'm telling you about God and God's salvation. God is not saving anybody. God is not dealing with anybody else except the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. People have asked this question. And what about what is happening with the people? Like they worship, they're healing, they're doing all this, they're doing great things, and you can see it. And they're going to church, they're dedicated. What about that? The prophet says like this, that in Calvary, when they were crucifying him, that's what the prophet says, in Calvary, when they were crucifying him. In the churches, they were singing those songs of Solomon, of David. I think Solomon is a Solomon. Right. They were singing those songs. Yeah, sure. And saying, my soul in hell or something like that. They were singing those songs. But they were doing it in vain.
Yes.
All their singing was for nothing. When they refused that, that was the mercy. That was the mercy that was given to the world. When they refused that, all their singing, all their worshiping in the churches, those days, all they were doing was in vain.
Amen.
They were doing great things for God. They were slaughtering a lamb. They were going on. They were sacrificing. They were doing things that were taught by Moses and all that. But let me tell you, It was in vain they were doing that. They were not worshiping God. All their singing, all their worship had become in vain. That's exactly what is happening today. They are singing, that's okay. People are singing, and people don't want to hear that. And people want to talk good, to be in good books with them. That's okay with the government and things like that. And saying we are all Christians and doing that. And that's okay. I'm saying, that's okay. Be careful even when you're saying it out there. Because people will be bitter with you. And but the truth is, God is not dealing with nothing else except the bride. God is now revealing himself in judgment. I'll come to that maybe if I get time.
Amen.
But today we are talking about God revealing himself in mercy. God is revealing him, but God is now revealed now. No, God was revealing himself in mercy sometimes ago. In mercy, trying to bring people to him. That is why the pools were there. You know, the pools. That's the purpose of the pools. The pools were to pull them. It was in mercy. He was pulling them to himself.
Amen.
It came to a time now, it's over. It's in judgment. Now, brother, it's judgment. When he came holding that book, all that he had redeemed was in that book, and he redeemed it, and he called her. And that's the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It was done. Yeah. It's a very, very serious time today. You either got to be the bride or non-bride.
Amen.
You got to be a believer or non-believer. You, see, you talk about three kinds of believers. I say, they are not three kinds of believers. They are only two. I feel like people think that I'm going against what the prophet said. No. There are two believers.
Amen.
Two believers. There are two believers only. A non-believer and a believer, period. A believer is the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. All the rest of the world is non-believers, and God is not dealing with them.
Amen.
Praise be to God. But now, today, and I've been talking about this, I'm talking about the period between when the judgment comes, when the separation comes, when God is stopped dealing with the world and the churches, and only dealing that period. That was a period of time where he was calling everybody, come, come. He wanted to save the people. He wanted, and that, I have a quote here. Maybe it will come sometimes. I put it here, but that's a sermon for another day. It says, because they refused who? Pentecostals. Brother Branham's age. Because Pentecost, two quotes or three. That I say, Pentecost was the seventh church age.
Amen.
Seventh church age was Laodicea or Laodicean. Praise be to God.
Amen.
You see that? So,
sure.
Praise be to God. I hope we get that. Laodicea, Pentecost. God was pulling them. God was pulling people to come. And the quote says that because they refused the furtherance of the word. Pentecost did. Who? That is the Revelation church. They refused to go further. They refused to come to this age of the bride age.
Yes.
When they did that, God did away with them.
Amen.
God did away with every denomination.
Yes, sir.
I say, you have a brother, you have a sister who is in a denomination, you have a mother. That's all. And we love them. But we got to play the truth before ourselves.
Amen.
If we can tell them, we can tell them. This is it. The only safe place is come here.
Amen.
The bride is come here where God is. God is here now. God is not there. And then in every age, when God moved from something, he never went back to that. He left Catholic Church, he left there. He never gone back there.
Amen.
In every age, when he leaves that denomination, he don't go back to it. When a people becomes a denomination or a theory or something, an idea that you bring to the message. Or to Christianity. When you do that, God departs and never to come back again.
Amen.
God left Pentecost. Listen to me. God left Pentecostalism. He will never go back again.
Amen.
He's done.
Right. Amen.
If you bring Pentecostalism anywhere, Laodiceanism. If you bring it anywhere, it's done. Remember, it's done. God has finished with it. Praise be to God. Praise God now. God is with the bride.
Amen.
In the bride age. It's another age. Church age is over.
Amen.
God is with the bride now.
Amen.
But now we are going back to when the Pentecostalism was there. That's my topic. Because Revelation 10:7 was Pentecost. It was there. It was in the Pentecostal age. And we're going to read some quotes. And if we don't finish this, We don't need to lead everything. And by the way, you don't have the quotes. But I sent them. I tried. That's why I was getting late. I was trying to send them. Just in case you have your phone or something. And Mike was not able to send them to everybody. But I sent to the church group or something, to the church email. So maybe you can go there and get them. My topic is part three. It's part three. I forgot to put part three, but it's actually part three, not part two. It's part three. I forgot to put part two. I'm saying that because people have, we say, and I don't know what to do in that, like last time, but we say, that's what we say. You know, there's something that we want to run away from, but it's still at the back of your mind. It's not getting cleared. You know, those things. I want us to realize. I want us to realize, brothers. It's got to be clear completely from your mind that we are not in Pentecostalism. We are not the church ages. God is not there. We got to be clear. We love people. Because you love people, maybe your children, your father, your mother, your son, whatever it is, they are over there. They're over there. You know, like I love my daughter very well. I love my daughter Sharon, maybe who are listening in, maybe she's listening in, I don't know. I love her. And she left this message. She said, "Daddy, I don't want this." And I said, "Oh, I feel like crying like that." And I've been praying for her, and that's okay. And she went. And now she has a husband who's a preacher and with a big denomination in Germany, and they're doing good. They're doing good in preaching and helping people, and that's good. That's good. I'm saying that's good. I love her. Do you understand that? But this truth, Brad, this truth is so pain that when you see it, your heart sinks in cry. God help them. God have mercy upon them. Because now you know what it is. You know there's no God nowhere. And I'll read a quote maybe in the course of time that says like this. But there's no ray of hope. And they continue going to the altar. I think there are two. They continue going to the altar. They continue worshiping. They continue doing everything for God. And there's not a ray of hope. There's no salvation nowhere. I wish people would realize what you're talking about. Let them be clear at the back of your mind. There's nothing. There's nothing except this. The bride age message. That's all there is. There's no life nowhere else. Everything everywhere else is death. Right. It is that serious. And I don't like saying it. Because when you say it, you step on people's toes like so sweaty. But it's got to be clear. God is making it very clear. That's it. So let's read our quotes today. I've just had it's what we had last time, but I've added maybe two and moved them around a bit. But it doesn't matter wherever we get. Yeah, I think I put part three there. Put part three there. So it's part three. It's good. I didn't know that I put part three there. Let's read it. We are talking about Revelation 10 is different. Revelation 10:1-6 is different from Revelation 10:7. And I explained it very well. I don't know where very well, but I explained it on Sunday. So watch here. That is paragraph 36. Paragraph 36 of the book called The Bridge. I put a very wrong quote here. If we can just read that quote and not able, be able to go to the other quotes, that's okay. But listen very carefully. Now you don't have the quotes. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared to his servants the prophets. That's a scripture. That's Revelation 10:7. That's Revelation 10:7. Now, paragraph 7. Now, the prophet read that. He read that, and he says, watch here is the verse I want to get to. He has read all that, and now he comes to that, Revelation 10, 1-6, and he says, this is the part that I want to come to. Then he read that, then he says, he wanted to come to that. He wanted to read that so that people can understand what he's talking about. But in the days of the voice of the seventh, he read that, okay, paragraph 7. Now, see, the mystery of the seventh seal book, the mystery of the seventh seal book, and this book is sealed with seven seals. That is what the Bible says. Mm-hmm. But actually, it's opened by six seals. I've read that quote and it's here. It's opened by six seals. I hope you get that. The book of redemption is opened by six seals. I have a quote to that, and I think I've read it. If you want it, I can give it to you. Those people who will listen in, I think they understand that. There's a quote. No, in fact, there are, I think, two or three. I don't know about three, but I'm sure about two. But the whole book of redemption is opened by six seals. Now, the prophet says, the seventh brings him down. The seventh is Revelation 10, 1 to 6. I think these things are very clear. The seventh seal is Revelation 1 to 6. Revelation 10, 1 to 6. When the angel is dropping down. That is Revelation, that's the seventh seal. But the sixth seal opens the whole book, the book, the written book. And something else I was thinking when I was studying it, I think yesterday, is people don't talk about this because it's a bit sensitive. And I'm going to just mention it so that you can find out about that. The Bible says that this book of redemption is sealed within and without. Praise be God. You know, it's like you close the book. Of course, there were rolls. You know, there were rolls. There were rolls. There were actually rolls. But it's actually, it says that it is sealed within. There's something within and sealed in. And something without. There's something without. What is this without? The prophet said, we don't have anything that we can add to the book. Because if we add, we break the scriptures. We cannot break the scriptures by adding something to the edge of the book. But the book says, so we are not adding. You see, the book says there's something within and without. What is this thing that is without? That thing that is without is the revelation of the hidden mysteries in the sealed book. I hope you get that. It's sealed in. The ladders are sealed in. The seventh seal is sealed in. It's sealed in there. When it's completely open, there still remains that thing, the opening of the hidden mysteries. This is the written book. It's opened. The written book is opened. But there's a mystery in that written word that needs to be opened by the ladders. I hope you get that. Is it very complicated? It's not. It's the written book. There's the written book. So he opens the written book. The written book is open. That's the written book is open. It's opened by the six seals. Now, after that, from 1963 to 1965, when he died, he was opening the mysteries that are not written, but hidden in the book.
Amen.
Is that clear? I hope it is. That's the difference. There's a written book. It was sealed with seven seals. It was opened by the six seals. The six seals opened. But now he comes down. When he comes down now, he talks, he speaks the unwritten. It's not written, but hidden in the word. And that's the ladders. From 1963 to 1965, when he died, he was talking that. And the prophet said one time that it's coming. What are you doing with me in this desert? It's coming too mad. What? Not written word. But when you go there, it's supported by the written word. He says things like, what happened when the first trumpet sounded? He says, this is the meaning of it, he said. And listen, and it's not written. Listen, it's not written, but he says it anyhow. And he says, listen, if it's wrong, it's wrong. If it's right, it's right. But whoever is telling me to say it, can you see there's somebody else out there that is talking? Whoever is telling me to say it is the one who has proved himself that he's God. From all things that we've done and seen, and none of them has failed, not one time, is the one who tells me to say it. You go to the Bible, it's not written anywhere. What is it? It's the ladders. It's the ladders. The ladders are not written. The ladders is the voice of God when he came. I hope people can get that. And I think I'm a preacher. I don't think I'm a reader. I come here, I try, and then I get lost a bit. But I think we understand. Now, let's read. Let's first read. Now, see, the mysteries of the seventh book, sealed book, the seventh sealed book, will be revealed at the sounding of the seven church ages message. See? The seventh angel begins to sound. And there's a message wrote out there, and we got it in tape and book form. I want you to notice, we got it in tape, in book. We got it in book. We got it in tape and book form. What is he talking about? What is he talking about? He's talking about what he's been doing. What he's been doing is not what he's going to do. Now he's going to open. The seals are going to open. That will be completely a different thing. But he's talking about things that he's been doing. It's written. It's there. It's in the books. It's in tapes. Praise be to God. Yeah, that's what he's talking about. He's talking about something that's past. He's not talking about something will happen. The dadas are coming. What is dadas? Dadas is when he comes down, he speaks. Dadas is the voice of God. When he comes down, now he speaks. But now he's been talking. He's in tape. And that's all I want you people to see. There was a difference there. That was Laodicea. Not an Laodicean church. Now we are going to something else. The churches that are just going to cross. The Laodicea will cross. And all the churches will cross. He'll do away with everybody, every denomination, everybody else. And he's going to catch up with the bride. And we'll only be with the bride. Only with the bride. That is now from there. Now here, all this is revealing himself in mercy. I'm going to leave that quote like that. He's revealing himself in mercy. Come now. Come now with his mercy. He's telling people like that. He's pulling people. He's showing miracles. He's showing who he is. That God is tabernacled in this man. God tabernacled in man called William Adam was God revealing himself in mercy. Trying to tell you, come and listen to this man. Let me read you so that you know I'm God. I'm God. God is talking. It's not me. It's God talking. Let me tell you, you are so and so. You are from so and so. He says, no, that this is God talking. What is God doing? God is having mercy upon you to make you recognize what he's doing so that he can move you to this. Amen. But when he comes, you can hear him. He was pulling you to that. That was mercy. After pulling you two pulls, he pulls you, and you completely refuse. He turns around and he says, I'm done. Oh, that has come. Pentecostalism is thrown away. Listen, it's thrown away. I'm done away with it. Because they have refused to come here. I've shouted and announced and trumpeted. Come out of all my people. Come out of all my people. Now I'm telling you, I was telling you to come out of there, to come here. And you have refused. You are done. I'm done with you. You cannot span mercy for so long. When you span mercy for so long, it comes to a time when God is done with you. Now, at the beginning of the sounding of the message, the mystery of God should be finished, see, at that time. Now, you'll notice the book of the mystery. The book of the mystery of God is not revealed until the seventh church age's message is sounded. Now, this point should be very important. I didn't want to read those, but that's still important. This point should be very important to the sieves, I'm sure. Because it must every bit tie together. Now, paragraph 9, still in the bridge. Now it's wrote mysterious because no man, and I'm looking at my time, okay, because no man nowhere knows it. God alone, Jesus Christ, see, no. But it is a book of mysterious book. It's a mysterious book. It's a book of redemption. We'll get into that in a little while. And now we know that this book of redemption will not be thoroughly understood. It's probed at through six church ages. People have been, not this one now, because I'm revealing it. Not the seven now, because the seven is when it's being revealed. But in the six church ages, it's been probed at. People have been thinking, what does this mean? What does this mean? They don't know. But now in the seventh, he comes and opens it. Yes. What is the book of redemption? The book of redemption is the Bible. Amen. It's the word of God. Praise be to God. Now, it's wrote mysterious because no one... Okay, mysterious. Okay, yet. We'll get into that in a little while. Mysterious book. It's the book of redemption. We'll get into that in a little while. And now we know this book of redemption will not be thoroughly understood. It's probed out through six church ages. But then, when the seventh angel begins to sound, his mystery, he winds up. He winds is Winds Up. W-I-N-D-S. Winds. 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 God bless you. God bless you. Winds Up. All of the loose ends that these pharaohs probed at. And the mysteries comes down from God as the word of God and reveals the entire revelation of God. Then the Godhead and everything else is settled. All the mysteries, serpent seed, and whatever more is to be revealed. Now, you see, I'm just not making that up. That is, it is thus saith the Lord. I'll read it to you out of the book. The sounding of the seven angels' message. The mystery of God should be finished. That's been declared by his holy prophets. He's reading still 10:7. He's there. That's where he's at. That's what he's talking about. Revelation 10:7. Not Revelation 1-6. Not Revelation 10:1-6. He's reading Revelation 1, Revelation 10:7. He's just reading that. Amen. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel. That's what he's reading. That's what he's talking about. Okay. That's been the killer, but it's the problem. Okay. The sounding of the seventh angel is just a message. The mystery of God should be finished. That's been declared by the holy prophets. Now listen. Listen what that means. What is going to declare? That is the prophets who has wrote the word. He's going to declare that book. That book is going to be opened. It's sealed with six seals. The seals are going to unwind. They are going to be ripped off and it will be opened. The written word. We don't go to the ladders yet. It's the written word. The written word. All right. And when the seals are broke and the mysteries is revealed, down after that. Can you see that? After that, after the book is opened. Can you get that, Rebecca? From Cameroon. Are you getting it?
Good, good. God bless you. I like it.
Praise God. The book is unsealed. The book is opened. After the book is opened. Now, let's read it. And when the seals are broke, remember six seals. Because he's going to specifically say six seals. Because the seven brings him down. Seven is him coming down. Seven is Revelation 10:1-6. Now he says, and when the seals are broke, the mysteries is revealed. The mysteries are revealed. Down come after that. After that, after the seals are revealed, down comes. That is why he comes with the book open. Because the seals were opened. He comes with the book open. Revelation 10, he comes down with a book open. Praise be to God. Mystery is revealed. Down comes the angel, the messenger. That's Revelation 10:1-6. The messenger. Christ setting his foot upon, that's Christ. That's Revelation 1, that's Revelation 10:1-6. Okay. His foot upon the land and upon the sea. With a rainbow over his head. Now remember, now he's reading, he's giving you the difference between Revelation 10:1, that's between the Revelation 10:7 and Revelation 10:1-6. He says, when the Revelation 10:7 happens, when it has happened, now Revelation 10:1-6 happens. After this happened, after Revelation 10:7 happens, what is Revelation 10:7? We said it last, I think, Wednesday. What do I say? You see, Revelation 10:7. It's the seventh angel. It's Brother Branham. It's Brother Branham. It's the Laodicean Church Age Messenger. The Laodicean Church Age Messenger, and I've quoted because I have heard some people, even here in America, very prominent preachers, I've heard them say that Pentecost was not the message of Brother Branham. They said that Pentecost was the message of the one-eyed man. I think I would like to preach that on time, Brother Michael. That Pentecost was actually the messenger of the one-eyed man. You remember the black man, mm-hmm. that brought the Azusa Street. Yeah. That he says that's it. The prophet came and said that could not have been the message of that message of religion. Right. It could not. Praise be to God. And another thing is they think. The messenger came later after that had happened. Brother Branham came later after that one-eyed man had brought the Azusa Street thing. You remember that? He says that. But listen, the prophet says very well. The messenger of the age is the messenger of the age that is picked by God regardless of when he comes on the scene or when he departs from the scene.
That's right.
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
Did you know that Paul kind of left before time? And the prophet says, John the reverend, took up his work. Paul was killed, but John continued. Because they could not kill John. John continued with his work. Mm-hmm. It is that. Until the dark ages came. The other ages, the Iranian age came. And it was completely dark from there. Mm-hmm. But that does not disqualify Paul from being the messenger of the first church age. So whether Brother Branham came later or came early, it doesn't matter. Praise be to God. He's the one that was picked by the Holy Ghost. As a messenger of Laodicean churches.
Right.
Laodicean churches' message was Pentecost.
Yes.
And when the seals are broken, and mysteries revealed, down comes the angel. The messenger, Christ, sitting upon his foot upon the sea and with a rainbow on his head. Now, remember, this seventh angel is on earth at this time. Now, let me read a quote. Before I continue with this, I would like to read a quote down there. I think it's the end of this. I think. I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah. Paragraph. It's the same book, but paragraph 307. I put it down there. After I finish reading this bridge down there, I put it there. I've jumped from paragraph 50 something to paragraph 301. But the first thing is like this now. but the first thing that presented the redemption came the Lamb that had been slain from the foundation of the world. And he took the book. Listen now very carefully. And he took the book. Glory. He took the book. Glory. Opened the book. Listen. Oh, this is heaven. This is not here on earth. It's still God revealing himself in mercy. He opens the book, he tows the seals and drops it to the, then he gives it to Brother Branham. Let me read it so that you see. Open the book and tow off the seals and sent it down to the earth, to his seventh angel, to reveal it to his people. To which people? The people that he was sent to. He was sent to the Laodicean people. He was revealing this, opening these seals, six seals, to those people. Okay. To the seventh angel, to reveal to his people. There you are. Oh my. What happened? The screams, the shouts, the hallelujahs, the anointed, the power, the glory, the manifestation. All right. I just wanted to show you or to read that so that you can see that it was Brother Branham that was given the. It is Jesus Christ who opened them, still in heaven. And he doesn't come. Revelation 10 has not happened. He drops it. He drops it to the and something else. Because you're going to read that also. It looks like God took a very long time to come. Because you're going to read something that God starts in heaven. And he starts coming. He's coming. He's all this time revealing himself in mercy. From 1960 something, from when the prophet, not 60, 19 something, from when the prophet started preaching, I don't know when, I don't know at what time, but that is when God started revealing himself in mercy. It's called the first pull. God is trying to pull you. He's trying to reveal to you that God is going to do something. He's going to pull you, and he pulled you. Now, when it comes to the second pull, he's already come in Brother Branham, but he's not come. Can you hear that? That's a bit confusing. He's come to Brother Branham. He's a barnacle in Brother Branham, and he's doing things. Let me show you something. He was even doing things and calling them the landfall. Yeah, that is 1950 something, 1958 or 1950 something. He's creating schools. He's healing mental. In those years, that people had not come. 1963, on 28th July, he declared, now this is the end of the second fool. All that time was the second fool. He said, now this is the end. All that time, that when he created the schools, he called that fool. Is that right? He got that Zanu, that Zanu. But Zanu PF has never started until 1963, he said, look at the clock, it is exactly 2 o'clock. That was 28th July 1963. It is exactly 2 o'clock on the dot. I look at things and I see spiritual things. I actually don't see the spiritual things about being 8 o'clock. But he does. He knows what he's saying. He says, it's exactly 2 o'clock. It's the starting of the Zanu PF. What about here, when before the start, he was hearing, but he gave the kind of hearing that made us was the light point. That made us, he said, I speak it. I say this. When the doctor is going to go touch that tumor, there will be no tumor. That's what I, Brother Ram, say. I was marveled, brother, because I was thinking about, this is the same thing that Moses did one time. And he said, must we give water? And God held him for that. Because he said, must we? Putting himself there. Praise be to God. Baruch, I hope you see it. Baruch, it's come to a time that we and him have become one. Amen. Praise be to God. They have become one with that man so much. That was the first sheep that was waved upon us. He said, I give you them. That is Sister Hattie. When he went to Sister Hattie, and Sister Hattie, he said, Sister Hattie, whatever you want, say it. And the Lord says, is that his Lord? You're gonna get it. He said, I want the salvation of my two sons. He said, I give them to you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. And they ran from where they were praying about and come and kneel down. And God said, he said, that was a Zanu PF. That was a Zanu PF. How was it a Zanu PF and that one has not started? Is God revealing himself from heaven? Amen. In mercy. That's still mercy. Nobody could see that and not see this man is God. What was he proving? Praise be to God. He was proving that this man has God in. This is God man standing here. Please hear him. Amen. And he was told, remember he was telling people, and I was told, don't drink, don't ruin your body in any way, because I have some work to do when you grow up or something like that. Do you remember that? This is a God man. This is man, that's God, God in a man. That's man God. So hear him. And he's going to go to the next level. He's going to start pouring that Zanu PF on the bride. That will be the Zanu PF. It's coming. Be ready. It was. It's like this. Let me explain in every way so that people can get. I am coming here. And it's scratching the window. It's so strong. And it must get in. It's so strong. Or an elephant. It must get in. So please, God was here according to you. Please get ready. Let's go. Let's get out of here. And people are just, no. It's coming. I can hear it. It's coming. Please come. Please. God was doing that. It's coming to a time when I'm bringing judgment upon the earth.
Amen. That's right.
And it'll be over. I'm calling you. Come. Please come. That is what God was doing.
Amen.
It came to a time that it's so much. That came out. That's all he could do. He saved them and put them in the bread. He put them in the book, not in the book. These are the people. The rest of them, you know, people think that I sent to a brother yesterday and he was saying that he's still waiting for the rapture. I didn't know that. I didn't want to argue. Because we were talking very well and we had come to that. But that really hit me. I didn't know what to say. Praise with God. Let me tell you something, brothers. This thing is not real to people.
Amen.
It's not a myth. It's not a myth. We are in the rapture.
Amen.
We are married.
Yes, sir.
We are caught up.
Amen.
It's not, that's not in the past. It's not a future thing. It's in the past. It's happened.
Yes, sir.
The kind of salvation that anybody today can get saved to or with is this simple. This is rapture. You can only be raptured. But that's a very strong statement. I know it cannot be argued. There's no way to be saved. Repent and be baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and you believe. Let me find the remission of your sins and you be given the Holy Ghost. All that Holy Ghost that was be given that time was a seal and was sealing you up to now.
That's right.
I hope you know that. All that was sealing you up to now. There's no that kind of sealing now. That kind of sealing that was happening in the church just don't happen now. What happens now? You are married.
Amen.
That you can only, the only salvation you can get is you get married. That's all, period. Married is a rapture.
Amen.
I was explaining to the people in Kenya, and a brother told me, brother, I've never heard it like that. I thought you just said that you've flown, you're frying, you flew away, and you're not here, and we can see you here. That's what I thought. I said, no. People don't understand what I say, what I mean by, people don't understand, what is the rapture? By the way, what is rapture? Rapture, there's no word rapture in the Bible. Do you know that? You allow me to preach, brothers, because that is my nature anyway. I can. What is rapture? Sister Esther, what is rapture? There's no word rapture in the Bible. The word that is used there is caught up.
Amen.
The prophet says rapture is a revelation.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? You are caught up in the revelation.
Right.
You're caught up. You're caught up. What is caught up? Do you know what caught up is? People don't realize. Caught up is... Brother, don't give me that example very many years ago, and it has stuck with me. The best example that I give is you're caught up in a jam. You cannot go forward. You cannot go backward. You cannot go sideways. You are just there. You're caught up. You cannot move. You are a prisoner.
Amen.
Rapture is being a prisoner.
That's right.
You're not even yourself. You're married. You belong to somebody. You are controlled by somebody. You're completely there. You are caught up in that. What is revelation? Revelation is God Himself. You're caught up from God Almighty, from heaven. You're caught up like that, and you become a prisoner of thought. That's what the rapture is. There's no way you can be saved. There's no way being saved today. Repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins, and you'll be given the Holy. Listen, there's nothing like that today. There's nothing like that. It's not there. Praise be to God. Then there's nothing you can do here. There's nothing you can do. You're just caught up. You're just caught up. And you find yourself there. Not what you've done or not what you've done. Because you pay or whoever you are. I don't care. I've been a pastor for so many years. I've been what. It doesn't matter. It says that God gets you and you become a prisoner there. And there's nothing you can do. You can move forward. You're there.
Amen.
And what does he say? What does he say he do? He does. He takes you back to Eden. To a true Son of God. Adam was a true Son of God. Praise be to God. The prophet says, he turned this way and he got God on there. He didn't have to do nothing. He just turned over. God was there. He didn't know that God was there. And now that's your husband. You turn this way, God is there. You turn this way, you are completely engulfed. You are engulfed. You don't even belong to yourself, brother. Sister.
Amen.
That's what we do. That's what we say about the rapture. It's not about this body. This body belongs to the grave. You took it to the grave, whatever it is.
Right.
Old, young, babies, everybody. This body is not it. The only thing is being brought to subjection. It is told, don't do this, it doesn't do. Don't do this, it's told like it's commanded from inside. From what has happened, from the raptured person inside of you. He controls this body.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
Amen.
So let's continue this. Now, I don't know where that comes from, but that's okay. Okay, he says, okay. Just as John was giving the message at the same time, that Messiah came in the days, John knew he would see him because he was going to introduce him. This is a guy that is going to do the introduction Amen. Of this bride and the bridegroom. Mm. Was that right? That's right. And it's happened. That happened a long time ago when he was here on earth. He was to be here on earth when that angel is coming down. He was to be here. Amen. So when he comes, he introduces. That's right, John was here. What did John do? When John was here on earth, he introduced Jesus Christ. How did it happen? He said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of all. Exactly right. And now he'll be here telling you, because this is the bride and the bridegroom. It's not the person who takes away. He did that a long time ago. He took our sins away. Our sins are paid up. We don't know nobody nothing.
Amen.
It's paid for.
Right.
I'm bought. I don't belong to nobody. I belong to him. He paid the price.
Amen.
That's exactly right. Now he comes and he says, behold, because he cannot do nothing. I'm going to read a quote maybe. You'll come to that maybe. He cannot do nothing. He cannot come before he reveals it to an angel or to a prophet. He doesn't do nothing from there. That's Amos 3:7. He doesn't do nothing unless he opens or he reveals himself to that person called the prophet. Amen. So a prophet must be here on earth. That is Brother Branham. So Brother Branham will be revealed that the bridegroom is coming. The groom is coming. So when he comes, he's the only one who knows. This is the bride. We don't know. Nobody knew. And those people who don't follow Brother Branham, they don't know. They'll never know. They'll go to hell not knowing.
Amen.
God will have nothing to do with it because he gave them mercy. I brought Moses to take you out of Canaan. You people refused. You saw all the miracles. Would you blame God for those people who were not able to get to Canaan? Would you blame God? God did everything. God was revealing to them in mercy.
Amen.
Until they came to a place they don't want it. They don't even want to go to Canaan.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
So he declares, I am the one sent. I've shown signs. I've shown everything. To show that I'm the one sent. Now I'm telling you, you people don't know. You people don't know. He's a midis you. He's in your midis and you don't know him. That is what John said. He's in your midis. He said, behold, when he came to baptize, behold, the Lamb of God that taken away. Exactly right, brothers.
Amen.
Nobody knew Revelation 10, 1 to 6 except him. He said, and he declared, here he comes. Here is him. I might have to come to him. It's him. And the bridegroom is coming to marry the bride. And all the bride are in that book that is holding.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Holding his bride.
Amen.
Praise be to God. I hope I'm not very whatever. But I hope I'm... I don't know. Maybe I'm jumping from there. You might get lost. But please ask me a question if you have any. I'm not trying to say that I know everything, but what I'm saying, and not about that things. You have a pastor, Brother Don, and you can him ask him questions on things. But if you want to, you can still ask me. But if you have something that you think that I said, and you want to know, this is.
Amen.
Because I try to say things that I've seen somewhere. So and sometimes, you know, you can slide and maybe say something. And, you know, I remember the prophet said 700. And a brother asked him, Brother Branham, is it a vision that you saw that is different from the Bible? Because the Bible said that John said that there were 7,000 that have not bowed their heads to Baal. That is the god of Baal. And the brothers are asking, is it a vision that you saw? Because you said 700. And the prophet said, no. It's just a tongue slide. It's something I didn't want to say, but I said it. It's 7,000. Mm-hmm. See that? And people can make a doctrine out of that. That it's 700 and it's God who said it. But sometimes people, when they're speaking, they can have something. They want to say this not, and they say, and especially me, somebody like me is even worse, because I don't know English and I don't know the punctuations and commas. I don't know. So sometimes I can say something and you think I'm saying this. If you have that, please ask me.
Amen.
And I will say exactly what I put him in. Okay. Just as John was giving his message the same time that Messiah come, he's giving you a similarity. That's exactly what happened, like it happened then. That's what he's telling you. So there will be a mighty angel come down from heaven, and there will be an angel here on earth. And this angel, I'm saying, is Brother Branham, is the seventh angel. Now, that Messiah came in the days of John, he knew he would see him because he was going to introduce him. And we realize that in the scriptures over in Malachi 4, what is Malachi 4? It's Elijah, again. Okay, it's Elijah taking the people back to Pentecost. That is Pentecostal message. All right. Am I speaking very fast? That's exactly right. That's the Pentecostal message. Right. Because that was Pentecost. That was Pentecost. Post Pentecost and our original Pentecost will be the same. Then from there, the church ages will be over and we go to something else. Now, listen. There has to be one like John and Elijah to whom the word of God can come to. And he's talking about himself now. This is him. And he's to reveal by the Holy Spirit all the mysteries of God and restore the faith of the children back to the faith of the apostolic fathers. Restore back all these mysteries that's been proved up through these denominational years. Now, that's what the word says. I'm just responsible for what it said. It's written, it's right. That is what it is. Now, we see that this seven-sealed book now is the mystery of redemption. It's a book of redemption from God. Now, all these mysteries at this time should be finished at the sounding of the messenger. Now, here is the angel on earth and another angel. Now, here is the angel. Here is Revelation 10:7. And another mighty angel, that is Revelation 10:1-6, come down. Mm-hmm. Now, another angel might come down. See, this angel was another angel. That is Brother Branham, the messenger. Brother Branham. But here comes one down from heaven, a renewable covenant. See, only Christ it could be. Revelation 10:1-6 is only Christ it could be. It's Christ. Just exactly. Like it was in the Revelation 1st. When you read the Revelation, the first book of Revelation, you see how he was there. And it's the same way that is described when he's coming down in Revelation 10:7. And here he returns back in 10th chapter after the coming time. That all the mystery is to be finished and the seals are to be broken. And proclaiming that time shall be no more. When he comes, the church ages will be over. He proclaims it's over. When he comes, time is over. Church ages are over. That's where you can draw the line. Yeah, praise God. When he comes, it's over.
Sure.
Church is over, it's over. There's no more time. And he said, when the seventh angel has begun to sound, then the mystery should be finished. And time for the angel to appear. The mystery is finished, now the time for angel to appear. When the book is open, the time for the angel to appear. The time for Revelation 1-6. All right. The seven seals holds the mystery of the book until the seven seals hold the mystery of the book. He says seven. He always says seven, 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 seven. And that's true. Praise be to God. But we know, he says very well, that the six seals open the book. And the seven, he describes it now for you to understand how the whole thing is opened. Praise be to God. The six seals open the book, and now the seven brings him down. All right. Okay, as I told you, okay, he says seven seals. Until we can see what those seven seals has sealed in, we are only presuming them things. Because as I have told you this morning upon my little message this morning of God hiding simplicity, you see, we are sure to miss this thing unless it is absolutely genuinely revealed by the Holy Ghost and vindicated. The same, see, is the prophet rises. If the prophet rises and tells you that this is just that, and God don't vindicate the same, forget it. In other words, and I've already said, there's nobody that was vindicated here on earth like Brother Branham. Say, Jesus Christ, I say more than that, because this is another Jesus Christ. I hope you get that. Yeah, that's right. Because you might ask me on that. Let me just say something. Do you know that Jesus Christ didn't read Isaiah 61, verse 1 and 2 complete? He didn't. Just got it there. Well, that was in mercy. That was in the period of mercy. All that was, and nobody has ever read it. Nobody has ever read it. Until Jesus Christ, when he was talking through the mouth of Brother Ronald, and he says, this scripture, this day is fulfilled. Mm-hmm. What scripture? The day of judgment is come. Because he read verse 2, Isaiah 61, verse 2a, and left B, because B was judgment. 1965, the prophet said, this scripture, this day, is fulfilled. What is it? The world is in judgment.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So that's exactly right. But Jesus could not do that. There are some things that Brother Abraham did that Jesus did not do, because that was not time.
Amen.
Exactly right. Okay. This morning, God hiding simplicity. You see, we are sure to miss this thing unless it's absolutely generally revealed by the Holy Spirit and vindicated the same. See, if the prophet is racist and tells you that this is just that, and God don't vindicate it, the same, forget it. See, but God in every statement, in everything, has to vindicate it. That's a very strong statement. In every statement, in every way, he's got to vindicate it. That's somebody who is very confident of what he's saying, brothers. That's why you can't question this man. You can't question the prophet, brothers. I don't care what he... You know, there's something he said that I didn't like. And everybody in Kenya don't like it. He said that when we were fighting for our independence, that the Russians were giving us guns, and we just don't know how to use the guns. We can just shoot anything that we can shoot to. And that's why he's not able to come to Africa, Tanganyika and Kenya, because we are fighting there and we are fighting with those guns that are given by Russians. That's how he stated it. Praise God. I know of a brother who read that. He said, no, I don't like that. I don't know. Because we hold dear. And culture, let me tell you, brothers, cultures and nations and things about our lives, brother, let that not hold you away from anything. Let me tell you. We have cultures, we have likes and dislikes. And what I don't care what my like is. I don't care what my dislike is. I don't care what I am. I don't care that I'm a Kikuyu. I don't care. I don't care about Kikuyu or my wife, my children. I don't care about nothing. That prophet is God in a man, period.
Amen.
If you say they're Russians, I don't care. I don't know what. I even don't know what it means. Because to me that was not it. But I don't care. I'll take that and leave what all I know about the Kikuyus, how they fought for their independence, about the Kenyan government, how they fought. I don't care about that. I care what this man says. This is God in a man. This is God talking. If he says Russians are doing that, I don't know. Maybe Russians were doing. Whatever he says, whether you understand it or not, pick it from there. Just take it. Stay with it. Because it's just like those people. Do you remember when they were told, you're going to eat my breast, you're going to eat my... They said, okay, you're now using bad language, Jesus. And so many of them went. And he asked the 12 of them, are you going to go also? Because I'm not going to spring. Are you going to go also? And you go to eat my breast and you go, I'm not making it easier. I'm not meddling. Are you going to go also? He said, where else do we go? And you... That's exactly... This man is a man, God. Where else do I go? I don't care what he says. I'll sit with it.
Yes.
It might prick me somewhere. But I'll stay. I'm not going anywhere. I'll die on the feet of that man, brothers.
Amen.
That was man going here on earth.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Praise be to God. I love Brother Monkey Nicole. I love him very, very much. But... if he's hearing me, that's okay. Maybe he's going to hear me. It seems like now, I don't know. And if anybody wanting to call, can tell me, that would be great. I love him. He's my brother, and I love him very much. It's like now that this is a man. That is how I hate him. It's like a man. Let me tell you, brothers, and wanting to call, you're listening. This is not a man. This is not just a man. Jesus was a man. Jesus was a man when he cried at the grave of Lazarus. That was a man, brothers. He was a man when he had healed, I think he healed the girl. And the prophet says that he went somewhere on a cliff and he had,
migraine.
Migraine. He had a migraine. It was hot. That was a man. Yeah. But brother, don't tell me this is a man that is going to call a man that has died 4 days and come forth. That's not a man. That's not a man, brother. Now to tell me, brother, Brandon was a man. He was a man when he was so scared about those lawyers until he told his wife, say, I'm not here. He was a man. I agree he was a man.
Amen.
Praise be to God. But he was not a man when he told this girl, you are from here, you are from here, you are here. And those girls were seated there. Four girls were seated here, by three of them. And they were waiting. And they said, yeah, that's right. You know your name. You know your mother's name. And they were thinking, until it came to a house. The house number 40. Yeah. And they said, it's house now. Your house is number 45. And they knew very well it's number 40. That's how they canceled. And they were waiting. Well, why did you lie to him? They said, I moved last night. Right. That was not a man, brothers.
That's right.
You don't tell me that's a man. That's not a man.
Amen.
I don't care what he says. Yeah. Go for him anyways.
Amen.
That's why it comes to a place where, if I come to that, I say, there's a song. And Medicina, it was good that we didn't have this thing. You know, I don't hear your voice. That voice was sweet. And it was higher than anybody else. So I could hear it. I don't know. I think you have a pitch voice or something. Because it was here. All the other voices were here. And I could hear it. So it was, and it was sweet. It was sweet. Yeah. I don't know where I am. But that's okay. That's okay, brothers. All right, I'll jump. Paragraph 49. Seven seals of the book. The seven seals has the book sealed. See, the book is absolutely sealed. Do you see it? The book is absolutely sealed. The book until the seven seals is broken. It's sealed up with seven seals. Now, that's different from the seven dadas. That's different from the seven dadas. Seven dadas are in this Revelation 10, 1 to 6. It's different, see? This is seven seals in the book. And the book will not, the seals will not be released until the messenger of the seven angel. See? We are presuming. But the genuine revelation of God will be made perfect in the sounding by vindicated truth. Now that's exactly what the word says. The mystery should be finished at that time. And this seven sealed book, remember, it was closed here in Revelation, the fifth chapter. It was closed. He had not revealed it then. Okay. Revelation, the 10th chapter is open. In the 10th chapter is opened. And now we are going to see that the book says, what the book says about how it became open. And it's not been made known until the ramp takes the book and breaks the seals and opens the book. See, the ramp has got to take the book. But I'm saying all this is, I've read the other one, the 21, how he opened it and he gave it to the seventh angel. His word, okay, we read this one. I'm going to read just the red part. We don't have time. But in the very age, God began to give back by revelation that which was hidden until this last day, according to Revelation 10:7. A prophet will come and reveal all the mysteries, and then the Lord will come. After it's opened, you know, we are doing so much, and it's just a simple thing that I'm trying to bring up. I'm just trying to bring up that there's a difference. Praise be to God. And this happens first, then this happens. Okay. The Revelation 10:7 happens, and then they're not. Okay. Now, my heading there, if you went to my quote there, you find that this was the reveal, this was the revealing himself from heaven in mercy. All this was God revealing himself in mercy. And he's going to describe it here. I've read this quote before, but let me just read a part of it. But I'm not going to read the whole thing so that we save time. It is now, okay, Jesus said, when the Son of Man is revealed from heaven. Let me close by saying this, that this, the Son of Man, you know, it's a bit confusing. Because for all this year, like 1950, let me see, when we started seeing these things, was like, I don't remember the year. I don't remember the year when 50-something, 50-something, I don't know, when this thing about the second pool started. You know, the prophet was going everywhere preaching. That's what he used to do. And he had told God, because, you know, do you know how many, yeah, do you know how many people, managers, he fired? Very many, maybe about four, because of trying to tell people, please, it's good to, it's a good cause. Just that will make you be fired. You have a ball and you want some meetings, you take a board, some people, and you say, it's a good cause we can help. That will get you fired. He didn't want nothing. You give if you want to give. If you don't want to give, that's okay. He didn't want nobody pushing nobody, not even a word or two, for pushing for money. He didn't want that. And he told God, if it comes to a place where I don't have enough for my lodging, for my food, for my payment of the managers and everybody, it's not enough to hold those meetings, I'll quit. I don't know, Abakwiki. Is that Abakwiki? Something Abakwiki. He went to Abakwiki. I don't remember exactly the word, but I think he's south or somewhere. And he went there and they were short. After the meeting, they were short. I don't know how many dollars. They were short. And he's going home and he's saying, in his mind, he's saying, I'm not going to be there again. And he told me the Paul. I think he wanted to tell him when they are somewhere where his grandmother, I think grandmother of Paul was, and was born or something. And he said, I'm going to go tell him when we get there. And when they got there, he told him, I'm not going to go back to the field again. Because I told God. And Brother Paul was asking. After some time, they drew. Brother Paul asked him, you mean you told God? You're not telling me God told you. You're telling me God told you? You told God? Brother Paul said yes. And he said, God loves a man who stands for his word. Mm-hmm. Brother, it's very important. To me, I am not going to invite you to do that. But it's very important to stand for your word. If you say a Christian, stay a Christian. Live a Christian. Amen. Stay your word. Mm-hmm. Praise be to God. What do you declare to do? Just do. Just leave it. Yeah. So he told me, Brother Brown told him, yeah, I told him that. And God loves a man who stood for what he said. I'm not going to go to the field. Then he went to the church. And in the church, in the room, when he's preaching, something came and said, oh, I can see something. And he saw visions that he had never seen. And I remember he had said that he saw visions when he had not even come to the Pentecost. He was able to read. But not this manuscript. Not this kind of a thing. Yeah, the rice of crime was good. But this is all right. This is God wanted this, and this is okay. Amen. And he's going to go. Brother Michael is going to take it, and he's going to. And the people go back there. They're seeing, they know, and you put that there, that we are not able to stream. So they're going to go back there. This, sisters and brothers, I've realized that we think we're just here. And as soon as Michael put that there, I saw Brother Francis saying, don't worry, God has that. So there are people waiting.
Amen.
Yeah, there are people waiting. So God is doing something, and we're happy about this. We're happy about this.
Amen.
And every one of you, brother, you're contributing to this. This is helping people, and may God bless you. When you come here and play that, and the sister, and this, like that, those sounds, the new people clapping. Whatever you, God, this is going to the people, and people are enjoying it.
Amen.
Praise be to God for you, and may God bless you, each one of you, brothers. And our pastor, Brother Don. Now, so he's talking about here, so I don't know when it started, but it started around that time when he went out of the field. He's here and he started sowing. And a brother, I think Brother Bosu was, I don't think Brother Bosu or Brother Woods. I think it's Brother Woods. I think Brother Woods, he said, that is what you told us. That you are told at the cave. That after this, after the healing, something will come up. And he said, oh yes. And from there, it has been like that. He could lead people. He could say things. He could say, that was the second pool. Praise be to God. And God, all this time, is God leading himself in mercy. Is God trying to pull you to this?
Yeah.
Okay, now, Jesus said, when the Son of Man is being revealed from heaven, let me close by saying this, that the Son of Man is now being revealed from heaven. Okay. Will you come after Hua, Brother Branham? That is 1950. Let me see exactly the date. It's the book called The Called Out One, 1958. I've read this quote again. But now it's heavier in my heart than it was then. 1958. That is long before the Dadipu had started. Okay. The Dadipu will start exactly. I would like to talk about the Dadipu a bit, but we will talk about that. Okay. That is January. Okay. I forgot that. Yeah, it's January 9th, 1958. He's talking about God revealing himself in mercy from heaven. It is now, and I hope I won't have to make this a personal of this own meeting. This own meeting. But that your spirit within you that's given you by God can lead what I'm talking about. The Son of Man has already come from glory. That's why I'm saying it looks like it's a very long journey. And you know it's not. It's just a dimension. God is in a certain dimension in Brother Branham. In Brother Branham revealing himself in mercy. What is that? God revealing himself. God calling you together. God calling you, God gathering you together so that actually he can come and speak to you. Amen. He can come and marry you. That's what all mercy is about. Is God having mercy upon you, trying to show you what this is. Come. You know, the first pool was pulling you to come to this man. Then after pulling you, another pool to show you who this man is. This is a man God. Then from there, whatever is going to pour on you, receive it. Because you found out that was God. Pouring this on you, on the bride, that is that pool. First pool was one man. Trying to pull people, trying to get the attention of the people. Second pool was man God. You, this man that you are pulled to, or that helped you pull you to this, you realize this is not a single man. This is not a man. This is not just a man like any other.
Praise God.
God is going to still use his mouth to take this radical, to take this revelation, to take that God, the wholeness of God, who is going to marry you to. Because you've come.
Amen.
But all that time, he's revealing you in mercy. Let me finish. By God, can lead you what make the Son of Man has already come from glory and is revealing himself from the past few years. Now, can you connect it? And I'm going to read those quotes, maybe not today, maybe another day. Can you connect it with the book Rapture, where he says that he's doing those three things as he comes down? It's the same thing. It's before he comes. He does those three things as he comes down. He's not yet here. He's doing those things in mercy. Okay. He's gathering the people together. He's bringing them together so that he can come and get together. Okay. Has already come from glory and is revealing himself for the past few years to his church in mercy. What about after this? If you don't know more in mercy, when he comes, he's revealing himself in mercy until he comes. Well, after he comes, this is not to be mercy. This will not be revealing himself in mercy. He's done away. He's in judgment. He's judged the rest of the world, but he's married. Oh, can I say something, brothers? This celebration is yours. This celebration is yours. It's bride's. It belongs to the bride.
Amen. That's right.
It's him.
Amen.
You don't persuade your husband. Please, I want you. No. You are there. You are completed together. Or you are there. You are there. Do you know the Bible said that you are supposed to get there? I'm not going to talk about those things. But you know it.
Amen.
That's how we are with Christ. We are permanently together, never to part. We don't struggle, we don't know, we eat him. That's our food, that's our life. He's supposed to be our life.
Right.
Praise be to God. It's not mercy. That's why there's no more mercy. But we live our life. It's our life. It's not, those people, I don't care how much they'll cry. I don't know how much they spent mercy for so long. There's nothing. They are judged. That's why he's revealing himself. By that time, he was revealing himself in mercy. But now, he's in judgment. We'll come to that. You come to that, maybe if we get time. If we don't, that's okay. You come in judgment. Okay, now. He's just revealing himself like he did to Abraham. Okay. Doing the same things. Okay. No, that means just in mercy. Showing them his great, showing him his great presence. Doing the same things that he did when he was here on earth. Okay. When he was here on earth. Okay. Revealing himself like he did to Abraham. Do you remember how he revealed himself to Abraham? That is the Revelation 17. Revelation 17, 30. Revealing himself to Abraham. How? By reading the minds of Sarah.
Amen.
Judgment had not come that time. Remember this, found mercy. If I get 10, I'm not. Jesus, God, please, if you get to 20, are you going to? He started high. I don't know, 50. I don't remember the number. If you get 100, will you burn the Sodom? He said, no, I'm not going to burn it. That is, I think that's the first pool. I don't know, I'm not very sure. But his brother trying to, please, and don't you think, do you think that he was saying, I didn't get 50, I didn't get 100. But it looked like, you don't think he went there? He tried to give this. Please, God is coming. God is coming. God is coming. And they could not hear. They refused. They refused mercy. This public mercy. God never brings a judgment before a warning. So he wants them to continue the warning. If I get 100, will you save them? He said, yes. If you get 100. I don't know. I don't remember the numbers. I'm just mentioning the numbers. I don't know. He said, how much? He went there? No, he didn't get 100. He went there and got 50. He said, and he found it. He thought, so and so. Looks like they listened to what I was saying. Could be. This is just a hypothesis. This is not anything I know. I'm just thinking. I'm thinking that even if, this and this, they might accept this message. So he went back and asked Noah, God, what if I find 50? Because it looked like there might be 50. He said, I'll save the whole nation for 50. He said, he went there, the 50 could not be caught. The people that he thought were coming closer, they had gone to the Mount more now. He went back and said, how about that, God? He said, if you say that, I'm going to say that. There could not be found a certain number. I don't know, 10 or something. And that's true. Because when he went there, he only saved who? Lot and his wife and his two daughters. Praise be to God. This was the second pool. This was the second pool. Now he's there reading the mind of Sarah. That was the second pool. As it was the days of the voice, something, as it was the days of Lot, so shall it be the coming of the Son of Man. That's Luke 17, 30. Praise be to God. That's why he's talking about Abraham. His great presence and doing the same things that he did when he was here on earth, revealing himself like he did to Abraham before the destruction. He has come now in mercy, revealing himself to the church. It is being laughed at and scoffed at. The next time he reveals himself, the next time he comes down and reveals himself, it will be in judgment. It will be on judgment on the world and the nations that forgot God and sinned their way of grace, their day of grace rather, away, because they were forgotten. They have forgotten God. And they are doing the same thing that they did to the angel of the Lord back here, mocking and making fun of it. But he's here now in mercy. That is 1958. He will come in judgment upon the nations. He's coming. You see, he's talking about it. It's coming. And 1963, it did. 1963, 1963, it did. When he preached that book called Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed, he said, it's done. It's here. Run quickly, children. Get away from this man-made Babylonian theological wars. Those are denominations. Theological wars of unbelief and cold formalism. Oh, that's a strong word. Cold formalism here. Those are strong words. Run away from man-made theology. Get out of the middle of the field in God's grace. And then scream for mercy. For it is his blood of his own son that gives the mercy to us. Get away from this old world of doubt. Get away from your superstitions. Accept God's message of mercy. Second pool, first pool and second pool was God's message of mercy. And his message of deliverance. And flee to the middle of his grace. And they scream, oh Jesus, thou son of God, have mercy on me. I'm not going to read all that. I'm going to jump to the rapture and I finish now. And there are just two or three quotes there. I think three quotes and I finish now. I think we have about 10 minutes. Just give me about No, maybe less than 10 minutes now. I'll finish now. Now, I want you to notice a great thing taking place. That is the book rapture. And you find, because you know, you might think, you know, when I read that, I thought, I cannot make a doctrine out of one quote. But just next there, you see in the book called Thy Loving Kindness, there's a quote, another quote exactly talking about the same thing, about God within you in mercy. Now, this is the rapture, paragraph 129, the book rapture. That was 1965. So don't get confused. He's talking about the same thing, but he's talking about the things that has passed. Now, I want you to notice great things taking place here now. Don't miss. He's talking about Revelation, the Thessalonians, about the shout, the voice coming down. He says like that. Now, this, see, how, notice, the word says here in 2 Thessalonians that there's three things. Notice from the 13th verse to 16th verse, there's three things that has to happen before the Lord himself appears. Before he's seen here on earth, there are three things that are going to happen. Quickly now, so we can close. See, the first thing happens, notice, shout, voice, a trumpet. Let's read it now. I'm not going to teach about that. I think you know. If you have a question on that, I've talked about it, ask me, and I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. But to cut the long story short, those three things are just one thing. That's Revelation 10:7. If you have a question on that, just write it down or call me. I'll explain it. I'll explain it on phone, on something. Is it just the same thing? It's just the same thing. What happens is Brother Branham's message, but it goes to different people as it goes to the bride to gather them together. It's for gathering people together. It's gathering the bride together so that he's calling them to be ready for him. He's the one to introduce him. So he's calling them together so that when he comes, he can the bridegroom that marries the bride. Now the same thing that Brother Branham does is what goes to the 144. That's right. Praise be God. That's exactly right. It is the same thing that brings the resurrection, because the prophet says, this is the resurrection. The voice is the voice of the resurrection. There's a shout, the voice, and I'm not preaching that. I don't know why. I didn't want to get into that. But that's okay. The voice of resurrection, the prophet says, it is bringing Paul, bringing Irenaeus, bringing Martin, bringing Coruba, bringing all that they had over here. It is the same thing that is called the Feast of the Trumpets. And you know, the Feast of the Trumpets is actually the witnesses. That's what the prophet says. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Praise be to God. That's a trumpet. The trumpet calls them, the 144,000, to gather together. What is it? The prophet says, it is Brother Branham's message of Pentecost, of Laodicea, which is Revelation 10:7. Exactly the same thing, brothers. That brings them here. I hope you get. If it's confusing, please don't, Rebecca, don't just keep quiet. Make noise. Until you get it. This is not a joke. Really. This is serious. This is a serious matters. It's not something. It's just. I tell my children, when you're in class, if you don't understand it, the purpose of that teacher there is to explain it. That's why he's paid. Amen. Disturb him. Tell him I don't get it. If you spare some time, if he wants to be paid, the purpose we sent you to school is for you to know these things. Don't let nothing pass you. Amen. This is more important than school. Don't let someone get free and it's a good song. No. Let's get it. Amen. So that if somebody's wrong, because we are people. Peter are people. I can be wrong. But when you get it, now we can sit down and chew it. You see now, it cannot go together with this. Brother, it cannot go together with this. Now you can also help me. We help one another. That's the purpose of this, brothers. Amen. So let's talk. If you don't get it, let's talk. Trumpet, the trumpet of the, and a brother asked me, is that in Kenya? And I read your quote when I came because I was excited. I remember that I had not even thought that this trumpet of the Thessalonians, the shout, the voice, and the trumpet, I've never thought that, praise God, it's the seventh trumpet of this trumpet. 1, 2, 3, 4, seven trumpets. This is the seventh trumpet. I never checked that. So I said, I know it's somewhere. But you know, the Lord, there's a lot of grace there. I wish you could go. I don't know whether this even can happen, because it doesn't happen always. But there's a lot of grace there, Brother Michael. You know, when that question is asked, you wonder, have I ever thought about it? And something offers you around there, and you just do this there, and there is before you.
Amen.
Sometimes you run with them, and they even don't realize that. I've never thought about it. Praise be God. And the prophet is very, very plain that the same trumpet, or the seventh trumpet, is the same trumpet of the revelation of the Thessalonians 4 that comes with the shout, the voice, and trumpet. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. And the seventh trumpet is Brother Branham. Oh, it was trumpeted. It sounded by the blah, 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 blah. And she says, I don't know if you can see all that connection. It's all that is connected.
Amen.
The seventh trumpet is the trumpet of the Thessalonians. He will come with a sound, with a voice, with a shout, and a trumpet. It's the same trumpet of Brother Branham. The prophet says, because this trumpet caused the 144,000. That's what it does. That's the purpose of that. But this is, the prophet says, it's Pentecostal message. I have a quote like that. It's Pentecostal. This seventh trumpet that caused the Jews is Pentecostal message, which is the message to the Laodicea, the seventh church age. I hope we can see that. I hope it's not complicated, brothers. So like that. And so, from that is okay. Three things that happen before the Lord himself. Quickly now, we can close. The first thing happens, notice, shout, voice, a trumpet. Let's read it now. And I didn't say about the voice. Eh? The voice is the voice of resurrection. The prophet, the you read the book called, is this the time SARS? I think it's called like that. Is this time SARS? The prophet is that the seventh angel did not have a message of his own. But he was getting the message from getting Paul's message, bring it here. Getting that message, bring it here. All those messages were brought here. Praise be to God. What was it? It was the resurrection of Paul's people. Resurrection of, that's what he says in a book called Leadership. He says that was the resurrection of Paul. Oh, the voice of resurrection. So the voice, the Revelation 10:7 is the resurrection of all that. He brings all that here. And when you read the church ages, that is where I get my best quote, because he has explained this so many times. He says that when he went to build the curtain of time, he said, those people said that they were waiting for him. So they are gathered together, and when he comes, they can also get what we got. So we are all here together with the people of Paul, with all those people. They are all here.
Amen.
All right. Close the scene now. Okay. For the Lord himself, 16th verse, shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God. Three things happen. A voice, a shout, trumpet has to happen before Jesus appears. Now, a shout, that is paragraph 190, a shout. Jesus does all three things when he is descending. He's not come here. The main point was to show you. He's still revealing himself in mercy. That's what he's saying. He's still revealing himself in mercy. Still coming. He's not come here. When he comes here, it's over. It's judgment from there. Okay, it says, a shout. What a shout is, a message going forth fast. The living bread of bringing forth the bride. Bring forth the bride together so that he comes. Now, God has a way of doing things, and he never changes his policy. He never changes his he's an unchanging God. In Amos 3:7, he says, in Amos 3:7, he said he would do nothing on the earth until first he reveals. He cannot come until he reveals himself to Prophet William Marion Branham. Because down here, he said he would do nothing on earth until he reveals it to his servant the prophet. And just as certain he promised it, he would do it. And if you continue with that quote, he's going to say, and we have an angel here, or somebody here, Malachi 4:5. He's going to call him, and that's Brother Branham. That is Elijah, like that. Paragraph 140. Maybe he's going to say it. Yeah, he's going to say it there. Let me finish now. This is the last quote. This is the last quote, because now. Taking a bit of time. The first thing comes when he starts descending from the heavens. There's a shout. What is it? It's a message to get the people together. A message comes forth first. Now, lamp trimming thing. People think that is this message that you have in 1965, where he went to the desert and said, and told God, what are you doing with me here? That's not it. That's not it. That's God. That's when he's already here. That's judgment. When he's there, all these things coming. He's just about to go out of the scene. Praise be to God.
Yeah.
What is it? Amnesty comes forth first. Lamb trimming thing. What was lamb trimming thing? Do you remember what that time was? That was before he comes. Do you know that? So be ready, he's coming. So this message that he's talking about the child, is to tell them he's coming. Get ready. And all the people gather together so that they can meet the bridegroom. Is that right? But they found out that some of them didn't have you remember that? Didn't have the oil. Do you remember that? So what is it? He's trying to praise it away. It is before he comes. The shout was before he comes. And the message is written. Before Jesus Christ came. There's a time that Jesus Christ came. There's a time. There's a time he was not here. Laodicea was not rapture message. Was not bridge message. No. There's a time Jesus was not here. There's a time Jesus came. Brother, there's a time. And you've got to realize that. There's a time Jesus came. And the prophet declared, yes, it is now time. He even told you time. 2:00. Although later on he says he didn't even understand what it was. He says, I didn't understand what the Lord was. But now, Lord, God in that book called Look Away to Jesus. He says, but now, Lord, you've made me understand it. And I know why you're doing it. You wanted me to help the people. That's what he says. There's a time he didn't know, but now he says, now look. And when he's been saying that, he also is not very clear with him. He says, now look, it's time now. What he's declaring, get married now. And when he finished that book, he said, when he's talking about that, he says, in that day, you shall know that I'm in the Father. And my Father knew. And in that day, it is this day.
Yes.
That you know that I am in the Father. And my Father in him. And you in me. And I in you. And we are all one.
Amen.
You know that. That day you know that.
Right.
What is it? It's now. It's marriage. It's a marriage. Get together. It's a union. It's telling you. It's today. This is the time for marriage.
Amen.
Just like John did. There, he said, behold the Lamb of God that takes the... Behold the bridegroom that marries you now. It's here now. It's time to get married now.
Right.
Get a union. I hope it's clear, brothers. I hope. And if there's any question, I know sometimes when you talk, we talk this, there must be a question. Please, I urge you, kindly, please don't go with it. If it's something not clear, don't go with it. Not necessarily today. You have my number, write me. I'll try to maybe make it clear. So, right, three lamps. What watch was that? The seventh. He says that is seventh. What is seventh? It's Laodicea. The seventh. Not the sixth, the seventh. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Rise and trim your lamps. And they did. Some of them found they didn't even have oil in their lamps. See, but it's lamb trimming time. In Malachi 4, is Luke 17, he does. All those prophecies that can perfectly set in order for this day. In the scripture, we see trimming right here. There's no, and it goes on like that. Praise be to God. It looks like it was a bit boring, Rebecca. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Well, let's pray. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes we really don't know how to bring it. But there's a way that you want it to be brought by different ministers, by different ways, Lord. Brought that is because of your mercies to your bride, Lord. You want us to understand you. You want us to eat from this bowl of revelation, Lord, that you've brought to us, Father. And that shows love and care, Father. We recognize that. We recognize your love and care. And Lord, that makes us love you. That makes us wanting you more, Lord God. We love you, Father. We really love you, Father. And we want to walk with you, Father. We desire that. Lord, please take our weaknesses and shortcomings away, Father, and draw us to yourself. We owe you us now, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. 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 Yeah. Michael, you have something?
Let's be dismissed.
All right. Amen.
We're dismissed.